Pocahontas County Commission President Walt Helmick announced at their September 21st meeting that the proposed demolition landfill project to dispose of materials from demolished buildings will likely need to find a new site. The plan up till now had been to put the landfill on a couple of acres of land at the county-owned East Fork Industrial Park in Frank. Because the site they had chosen is in or very close to a floodplain, Helmick said that they would need a permit from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, which would require that the county hire an engineering firm to study the site, which could cost an additional $60,000. Because of that additional cost, he wants to look for another site in the area that has about 2 acres and is out of the floodplain. Helmick said he is interested in a flat piece of land at the top of a nearby hill, which is well out of any floodplain, and which is part of a 116-acre tract of land the commission sold to Interstate Hardwoods years ago. The commissioners want to visit the site to see if it would be practical before considering making any offer on it. During an informal discussion, Helmick talked about issues the proposed new courthouse annex project faces because the jail building, which would need to be demolished to make room for the annex, is listed on the National Registry of Historic Places. Helmick said he has been discussing with Susan Pierce, who works with historic places for the state, about how to decertify the jail's historic status. He said Pierce wants to visit the jail building. Helmick said he also believes that the fire marshal might condemn the jail building, which could help out with this. Rita Griffith, director of the Day Report Center, asked the commissioners to sponsor 2 new employees to work as janitorial/maintenance/litter removal employees. These positions will be paid for by the COVID-19 National Health Emergency Grant, which would pay to hire displaced homemakers or people who have a hard time getting jobs because of criminal records or for other reasons. They would work under the supervision of Day Report personnel at public places such as Stillwell Park, Discovery Junction, or the Greenbrier River Trail. The commissioners agreed to sponsor these positions. Robert Domeco asked the commissioners to appoint 5 people to serve on the Pocahontas County Selective Service Board. This board normally holds no meetings or has any responsibilities unless a military draft were to be resumed in the U.S. If that were to happen, the board would hear local appeals from individuals who receive draft notices who don't believe they should be drafted. The commissioners agreed to do this. In other actions, the commissioners agreed to appoint a selection committee to review the 7 engineering proposals received for the proposed water and sewer project at the hospital. The commissioners agreed to appoint themselves, plus allow Mayor Felton to select 2 Marlinton town officials to this committee. They authorized 911 Director Mike O'Brien to hire Sarah Stanley as a full-time 911 dispatcher at $12 per hour with benefits, effective September 29th. They passed a resolution supporting the county clerk's and the circuit court clerk's applications for the Records Management and Preservation Board grant applications. They passed a resolution supporting their application for the West Virginia Courthouse Facilities Improvement Fund grant. They approved budget revisions and resolutions regarding a vehicle accident insurance payment received and a refund from Quill. They approved the 2020-2021 Pocahontas County financial statement. Then the commissioners approved invoices prior to adjourning the meeting. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.